Hi, I'm Jody, the mom.
And I'm Dr. Barr, the doc, and this is Mom and Doc Talks, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with a special emphasis on homeopathy. And in our last episode, we touched on the symptom cycle of just like repeat cycle that a lot of PANS families end up in. And we talked about the overwhelm that can come as a result of all of the symptoms, all of the treatments, all of the protocols, all of the triggers that have to be avoided, all of the things that you need to think about. And it touched on me that, holy cow, Jody, like you were working with a PANS specialist and you were still doing all of this research. That's a little bit surprising to me because, you know, if you're with somebody who is like a specialist who's been treating this for 30 years, you'd said, and that you would think that you would be able to like sit back and relax. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience and what your next steps were as you were just like stuck in that cycle?
Yeah, there was like a massive sense of relief whenever we were even driving to the specialist. I was like, okay, like I'm going to be able to let go of this. Mm-hmm. He's got it. We're good. Like I can relax and just let him do his thing. And so getting into some of the treatments and still having a hard time and still struggling and me still having to stay up half the night to research, to figure out the next thing or figure out why the thing isn't working. And I think a lot of the reason is, you know, those things just didn't work for Avery. And so I was just, you know, we got a good ways in with him and I was still exhausted. I was still overwhelmed. I still wasn't sleeping. Avery still wasn't doing okay, unless I gave her ibuprofen all the time, which wasn't something that I was willing to do. So that selfishly, I wanted some relief from all of the things that I was doing to manage her care. And it didn't come with even taking her to a specialist.
Yeah. And so you were saying that like you, in the last episode, you talked about how you had realized as, you know, you were continuing to stay up and having these sleepless nights and doing all this research that you had reached a point where you realized that you were, you'd done everything that you possibly could.
Yeah.
You had a conversation with your doctor about that then, didn't you?
Yeah. Cause it wasn't even, I wasn't the first one to come to that conclusion. I felt like we were getting in that realm. And so I had started to think about some others, potentially doing some other stuff, but all of it kind of was just like out there and not treatments that I was used to hearing about or knew much about. But we, you know, after we did IVIG and Avery had that significant bad reaction that she had to it, we went back to the specialist one more time and he's like, I want to run one more test and, you know, see what, if, and it was the Lyme test because we had not done a Lyme test and he did mold testing. So our last visit with him, we got those back and both Lyme positive and, mold, whatever that test was positive. And he was like, Jody, he's like, here's the thing. We've tried all of the things that I use to treat kids with and nothing has really worked for Avery. So I want you to know that I'm here to help you with antibiotics. He's like, I don't advise doing IVIG again. But as far as what I have available, we've exhausted it. And he's like, we're kind of at the end of a road here. And he's like, personally, between you and I just want you to know that there is healing available out there. There are families that are healing their children, they're getting their children to a better spot, but you're not going to find this healing in the mainstream medical world. He's like, you're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to research and you're going to have to go outside of the box that you've been in and find these other forms of treatment that can actually heal her body. And that conversation was one of the biggest blessings, and was the reason why I was finally to the point where I was like, okay. And at that exact same time, one of these two moms that kept talking to me about homeopathy throughout the year had came back to me and started asking me questions again. So I love that, you know, in God's way of just lining things right up for us and like giving me a blaring neon sign that I needed to like go beyond my, where my narrow mind was holding me, to be willing to look into other things. And really that was, we were at the end of the road. There was nothing left that we could do other than keep her on antibiotics and put her on, you know, meds to help her with like the mental health stuff. And so that was
probably, you say it feels like a blessing now. Did it feel like a blessing at the time?
No, I was devastated. I probably cried for 3 hours on the way home because I felt like I had just been broken up with by a pan specialist, by like my hope, by he was going to be the saving grace. He was going to be what fixed it. He was going to be what got us out of this. And it literally felt like I had been not dumped. That's not a great word, but it was devastating to me. And I think that was like a low, that was my low right there. I had to hit the floor and then I stayed there for a minute and then got back up and started looking. And I was like, okay, we're going to adjust ourselves and we're going to start looking at these things that sound ridiculous and crazy. And so that's what I did. I started to research the other things that I had heard about. Looking into things like doing Chinese medicine, which I had done a little bit with my younger daughter, and that seemed like super crazy to me still. And then doing other things like Rife machines. And I don't even know, there's all kinds of like other stuff out there. And I read a little bit about each of them, but this mom that was telling me about homeopathy started talking to me about actually healing the body and changing the way. And she started talking to me about why this was happening to Avery and about her immune system. And I think she was the first person that was like, well, you know, have you really like looked into the root problem? She's like, I know you're a researcher, but like, and I know you go in, but have you researched about healing the root problem and how you can do it? And started doing that, started looking for homeopaths, as you know, I'm like, okay, so homeopathy has the ability to change the reason why we're stuck in the symptom cycle. That makes sense to me. Like actually healing makes sense to me. I don't understand anything else about it. And it sounds super crazy. It sounds like witchcraft, but I just started to search for homeopaths and really spent probably about 3 months looking for homeopaths and reaching out to a whole lot of different moms. It took reaching out to a whole lot because back then there were so few that were using homeopathy on PAN's kids. And I actually think I found you from a Google search.
Oh, and really?
Yeah. I think that was it. And then I watched a video that you did and I was like, I can put the rest of them down because this is it. Like, I don't know why.
Did you not even actually talk to other people? You just talked to me?
No, I think I was Google searching. I don't think I spoke to anyone that had been treating with you. I'm pretty sure.
Well, did you talk to any other homeopaths to like interview them to see if they would be a good fit for you? Because we chatted before you decided to work with me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. I talked to one other homeopath, whenever I called the first time, my very first phone call, I talked to Kyle and I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is number one, won't stop talking. But number two, I don't want him to stop talking because I was so like, oh my gosh, like this human being didn't question me. I didn't have to explain. And much to him. Like, it was like, he got it like instantly. And it was a very warm, welcome feeling. And then of course I called the other homeopath and had like zero experience like that, was able to ask some very basic questions and get some very basic answer. But then, yeah, you and I ended up talking and it was like, okay, like I was right. Like my feeling was right. Like she gets it. She understands. And for some reason, from the minute I saw that video and about 5 minutes in, I was like, yep, that's it. And I made up my mind, like, this is the person that's going to heal Avery. Like we found her and that was it. And
no pressure.
I just decided. But it's so funny because I still thought homeopathy was crazy. Like I thought homeopathy did not work, but yet I was like, sure. And I think that's what happens. You know, we get backed into a corner and I was in a corner. There weren't any other options. And so I was like, all right, that's it. Like, this is how it's going to happen. And we're going to have to do this thing that I don't get and I don't understand. And having this conversation with my husband was a whole nother story. because he was really like, oh my gosh, he was not having any part of it. But I had made up my mind and that's what we were doing.
So I want to just see if like, I'm going to pick your brain here and I'm springing this on you. So obviously you're going to tell people that the best thing they could possibly do is come to Resilience Naturopathic. I am aware that you are going to say that, because we are specialized in homeopathy for pans and pandas and, you know, I've trained everybody and blah, 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 all the things. Right. So mm-hmm. I know that that's going to be your first answer, but we're not going to be the right fit for everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you have, recommendations for people who might be at that place that you are at, where like, they're seeing the specialist, they've done all the conventional, they've done all the integrative and functional, they're still researching for 7 hours a night and sleeping for 1 hour a night. And their doctor may or may not be as wise and as vulnerable as your pan specialist was to say, I'm at the end of my road. You know, not everybody will say that. Mm-hmm. And so that they might be considering stepping into pursuing homeopathy, let's say. Do you have any advice for them on like what sort of questions they should ask or like how to choose somebody who's going to be a good fit for them? Even with us, like even questions that they should ask us if they're calling us to like make sure that we are a good fit.
I think the first question, if I were to go about this all over again or be telling a mom that's going about it, would like the number one would be what kind of experience do you have treating pans and pandas kids? I think that's super, super important. Yeah. The experiences, the nuances, understanding it, not only understanding it, but also seeing a whole bunch of other kids. So you're getting a bunch of different flavors of pans and pandas and not just like five or six patients with pans and pandas. Also I think that the communication aspect of it is really, really important. The ability to communicate with your provider every single month, is a really big, important thing. You know, the ability to send quick messages in between appointments, the ability to, if Avery is responding well to a remedy and then 2 weeks later she's no longer responding, am I able to call the office and get her appointment moved up relatively quickly so we can make the change that needs to happen? Are you, you know, a provider that's willing to work with you through that learning process? And as parents, as we're learning about how symptom observing and symptom reporting looks and all of the learning aspect of it, I think having a homeopath that is all the way around supportive of what you're going through, it's really, and this I just know from, you know, talking to other moms that have come to Resilience after working with other homeopaths, there's a certain bit of, as Pan's parents, I would imagine that we're a handful to work with. And I say that kind of jokingly, but I know, like, we're coming with a whole lot of trauma and just a whole lot ourselves. Yes. So working with you was actually really therapeutic for me too, because you understood and you got it. And so I think that compassion piece, and I know that, like, you don't ask somebody if they're compassionate, because they will say yes, but I think that, like, going to other parents that have treated with homeopaths is really, really important, because your best feedback is going to come from other families. And maybe I should say that when it comes to the compassion question, like asking other moms, other dads for feedback on that, because I think that that is such an important part of this whole thing, is having someone that really gets it, really understands, really, they know that you are going to struggle sometimes because you're going to need a couple of minutes to cry, or you're going to need a couple of minutes because your kid's having a rage, or you're going to have a day where you're having brain fog yourself and you're going to need help coming up with the symptom information. And so your provider's going to have to work a little bit extra hard sometimes to ask more questions, and just the compassionate right person to do that. I think that's really important.
Yeah. I want to touch a little bit on why it can actually be really important to work with somebody who has expertise in PANS and PANDAS, because theoretically you could see any homeopath, because homeopathy is focusing on the presentation of symptoms and the person as a whole, not based off of a diagnosis. So if somebody is saying, oh, you need this because of this or this because of this, they're not actually practicing homeopathy. And so it's based off of that symptom presentation. So theoretically you could see any homeopath, right? Because they're trained in how homeopathy works and how to prescribe, hopefully, and specifically with classical homeopathy. Like, again, that's what we're talking about, classical Hahnemannian homeopathy. And so the difference though, is that we have to really focus on what is unique for that individual to, in their experience. So both what is characteristic of the condition itself and what is unique about that person's experience of the condition to get a well-fitting homeopathic remedy. There are thousands of homeopathic remedies to select from, and we really have to narrow it down to that one best fit for the totality of the symptoms and the unique way that somebody's experiencing it. And if somebody doesn't have a lot of experience with PANS or PANDAS, they're not necessarily going to understand, is this unique or not? You know, are they going to know if it's unique if they are cold versus hot? Are they going to know if it's unique if they have a specific fear or OCD, like a emetophobia? Are they going to know that this particular tick is a really common tick, or the way that ticks change and fluctuate over time? Are they going to understand that? But it doesn't just start there. That's just selecting a remedy. It's then also managing the remedy, because the way that kiddos respond, and we'll go into it a whole lot in future episodes with how homeopathy works in the body, what the typical healing journey looks like, and some of like the questions and things that come up, and just a lot of things about homeopathy in particular in upcoming episodes. But if somebody doesn't know how to manage the response to a remedy, especially in this hypersensitive population that PANS and PANDAS really is, you could end up leaving a really well prescribed, really well recommended remedy because somebody just doesn't know how to manage it appropriately. And they can't recognize what a positive response is, or what an early sign of a positive response that might not look so positive right up front, or isn't really clear up front. And so I can't tell you how many times we have had folks come to us from other homeopaths that they got a really great remedy. It was just really poorly managed. And so we just needed to take over management of it and then move through the process a little bit more. Another aspect that is really important too, Jody, you mentioned the communication. And I think that it's important to both have regular access to communication, but to also have somebody who has really good boundaries with communication, because I can't tell you how many times, because of that management and the fact that like PANS is so fluctuating and so changeable, and like it's a traumatizing thing to experience. And I can't tell you how many times, if I had not held firm boundaries with you, Jody, and lots of other parents for that matter, that I would have made poor decisions about remedies, the directions that we needed to go. And we would have been on a wild goose chase, and Avery wouldn't be where she is now. And so that boundary might be like, I actually had to tell Jody a couple of times, you're emailing me too frequently and you're confusing things because you're giving me minute by minute type of information. And that doesn't work for homeopathy. That's just not how it functions. And we'll do a whole, we'll go into this a lot more in future episodes. But having good access to a homeopath, but also having a homeopath that is good at maintaining appropriate boundaries so they can make good decisions. So boundaries aren't a matter of like trying to keep you at bay or push you back. It's legitimately about making sure that they're getting the information that is valuable and useful to make a good decision moving forward. I've seen times where people have, again, mismanaged something because they had two leaky boundaries, and they responded to somebody's stress or somebody's anxiety, or somebody's anger, rather than pausing and taking a step back, requesting specific information in a specific way or whatever, so that they could get the details that they needed to move forward. So communication is important, and having boundaries with that communication, so that we remember that our ultimate goal is not to just respond to whatever somebody is asking, is, you know, doing whatever somebody's asking us to do, but is to get a kid better, right? And to get a family better. And so I definitely had to make you angry several times, Jody, in order to do what I needed to do to help get your kiddo better.
Yeah, but when I followed your boundaries, finally, we together did better and we moved faster and everything was smoother.
And it got so clear. It helped you to learn how to get out of that reactive mode too. And yeah, to like be like sit and watch and wait. And you had, I can't tell you how many times you emailed me like, okay, yeah, you were right. And you were so surprised at like what came as I was just telling you to wait, when you were certain I had just done something to like destroy your life and your kid's life. And you're like, yeah, anyway. It's a bit of a digression.
Back to the importance of having a provider that knows that you're going to have trauma response like left and right all over the place.
That's also true. Yeah.
That level of support and understanding, and knowing that you had to like slowly coach me through it, but also hold strong with your boundaries and what you knew was going to produce the best results.
Yeah. I hope I was kind and compassionate. I always try to be kind and compassionate when I am setting a boundary and say, I know that this is really stressful for you, and here is why I need you to not do this thing, because this is not like, this is our ultimate shared goal, and this is how it's interfering with our shared goal. And so I tried to be like compassionate and explain why I need to have something be a little bit different than it is. I hope that I do a good job. I'm not perfect. But that's another good thing to try and like tease out the best you can. I don't know how to tease that out though, but maybe understanding that, if you have a homeopath that you're working with, that you're struggling, maybe finding out like, is there something that's happening with, boundaries that are making it a little harder.
Obviously,
any other advice? Oh, sorry. What was that?
I said, obviously you did a good job. We're healed. We I think you were the perfect mix.
So in the next episode, we are going to share a little bit more about my story that Jody latched onto that made her decide that I was the person to help her with her kiddo. I touched on it a little bit in my introduction, but we'll give you a little bit more of the details about my history in our next episode. So I'm going to open up and be pretty vulnerable, and I hope that you will show up to join me.